Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, May 7th, and the Democracy Campaign filed a complaint today with the state accusing a special interest group that supports private school vouchers of violating state campaign finance laws. The Democracy Campaign complaint filed with the state's Government Accountability Board says the Washington, D.C.-based group American Federation for Children did not report more than $2 million it raised and spent to support candidates for statewide office and the legislature in elections in 2012. With us to talk about the details of the complaint and tell us about this group and its activities is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, let's get right to it. Talk about the complaint and what the Democracy Campaign is accusing the group of doing wrong.
We're alleging that this outfit violated campaign finance disclosure rules. And, you know, the bottom line is that a report that this group sent to its donors, it did this report called a 2012 Election Impact Report. And that came to our attention. And in that report, American Federation for Children said that it spent nearly $2.4 million to support candidates who back expansion of the private school voucher program in Wisconsin. And they made it very clear that their spending was aimed at winning elections and supporting these candidates. And they also boasted that over 80% of the candidates they backed, in fact, won. And they talked about how that created a pro-voucher majority in our legislature. Problem is that if you look at what this group reported as far as electioneering in 2012, they disclosed just a little bit less than $345,000 in election activity. So when they're talking to their donors, they say that they spent $2.4 million trying to win elections. When they disclose information to state election authorities, it was just under $345,000. So they spent well over $2 million more on influencing elections in Wisconsin in 2012 than they reported to state election authorities. And that's the crux of our complaint with the Government Accountability Board.
Tell us about this group, Mike, this American Federation for Children. How long have they been around? Where did they come from? Who runs it, and how much has it spent on campaign contributions and or outside electioneering since it hit Wisconsin's election scene?
This group has been active under one name or another for about a decade in Wisconsin. We first started noticing this outfit, and it pushes a school privatization agenda. It advocates for school choice, for these private school voucher programs like the one that Wisconsin has. We first started noticing about 10 years ago a group called All Children Matter. That's what this group operated under as far as its name for a number of years. Spent millions of dollars trying to influence Wisconsin elections, really focused on state legislative elections. In more recent years, it changed its name to American Federation for Children, has spent millions more trying to influence elections, even elections for governor, as well as state legislature. The group was started by the DeVos family. Dick DeVos once ran for governor of Michigan, spent almost $50 million of his own money trying to win that office. Betsy DeVos, his wife, was the longtime chair of the Michigan Republican Party. The DeVos family founded Amway Corporation, so this is a business family. They've had a lot of help over the years from the Walton family out of Arkansas. That's, of course, the family behind Walmart Corporation, has heavily funded these kinds of efforts as well. They have aligned themselves with a very prominent, more local figure in Wisconsin, Scott Jensen, the former assembly speaker, is now a lobbyist on school voucher issues and works for American Federation for Children. He's the figurehead in Wisconsin for this group.
How's the Government Accountability Board's history on these kinds of complaints or alleged campaign violations?
Overall, I think the Government Accountability Board has done a good job of taking complaints seriously, doing investigations, and punishing offenders when they find violations of the law. The thing that's unique about this particular case is that the Government Accountability Board, over 3 years ago, approved unanimously new disclosure rules. And they've never fully enforced those new rules. Those rules used language that were drawn from a 2007 Supreme Court decision. More recently, in the Citizens United case in 2010, the United States Supreme Court said that groups can do unlimited spending, but they made it very clear that disclosure is permissible. 8 of the 9 justices came down in favor of disclosure. So there's been a green light from the highest court in the land for disclosure. The Government Accountability Board approved these new rules back in 2010 to require disclosure of just this kind of activity, but it's not fully enforcing those rules. And so part of the reason we filed this complaint was to really shine light on what a hoax this so-called issue ad charade really is. What this group is claiming to its members is that it spent $2.4 million influencing elections, supporting candidates, trying to win those elections. But when it came to reporting its activity to the state, they said only $345,000 roughly was electioneering, and the rest was just discussing issues, educating voters. It wasn't really spending done on behalf of these candidates. So the group told its members, its funders, one thing. It told state election authorities a completely different story. If you look at the nature of these ads, it's pretty clear that they were being honest with their funders, their donors, and they were being less than forthcoming and honest with the people of Wisconsin and specifically election authorities. So part of the reason that we're doing this is to really shine light on this hoax, where these groups are engaging in really a way of gaming the system and avoiding disclosure. But also we're doing this to try to prompt the Government Accountability Board to fully enforce its disclosure rules. These rules have been on the books for 3 years. They're not enforcing them in their entirety. And the kind of unreported spending that American Federation for Children was engaging in, that the group now admits was done to support candidates and win elections, is a really good example of the kind of electioneering activity that's falling through the cracks under the GAB's current enforcement policy. So we hope that this complaint will be sort of a prod to get the Government Accountability Board to fully enforce these rules on behalf of the public.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. To learn more about the American Federation for Children and read the complaint, check out the May 7th announcement on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.